Welcome into Ask a Bronco. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Darian Stewart. D. Stu, we got some fan questions here. You ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right. First question from Paul Karsten. Who did you model your game after while you were a young player growing up?
Brian Dawkins, man. I just loved his physicality and his emotion he showed, man. That was by far the one I wanted to imitate the most.
When you see Dawkins, did you know, like, hey, the secondary is for me? Like, that's where I want to be?
Oh, without a doubt, man. I actually had got moved to safety my junior year in high school, man, and I was always a fan of him even before, man, and just watching him just made me want to model him even more.
Perfect. Second question, Brian Faust. Where is the one vacation destination you've always wanted to visit but haven't had a chance to visit yet? Where are you going, D-Stu?
Oh, man, haven't had a chance to visit Paris.
Paris. Why Paris?
It's Eiffel Tower. You know, it's just a great city, man. And, you know, me and my wife always talked about visiting. So it's somewhere we're looking to do next offseason.
That's one on my bucket list, too. That's a good choice right there. From Deborah McKinley, she's next. How many years did it take in the NFL before you felt like a vet?
Oh, five. You know, my early years, I didn't play as much, defense. But after starting a couple years, after year five, man, you know, I started feeling it in the body a little more, man, and, you know, I felt more of a vet.
Was it an instant change, or was it kind of gradual? You kind of grow into that?
I grew into it, man. It's just all about how the body feels.
All right, from Brett Farber, he's next. What was the last movie or TV show you watched in your spare time? I know you guys don't get a lot of spare time, but what was the last movie or TV show you saw?
Martin.
Martin, why Martin?
That's the classic, man. That's the TV show. Everybody's favorite. You know, it was just on TV, and anytime it's on, man, I'm going to watch it.
So in the 90s, when it was fresh, you were always on Martin Lawrence?
Always, even with my big sisters. Like, they kept me on it.
Perfect. Last question from Tyler Acosta. Who is the most stylish member of the no-fly zone? You can say yourself, D-Stu.
D-Stu.
Yeah, why D-Stu?
No, because it's just me. He's like, we're going to say him. If you ask any of us, they're going to say them. They're right. Sales, man. So I think it's me by far.
All right. If you want to get involved, go to denverbroncos.com/askabronco. We're letting guys pass it off. Who do you want to pass it to? Who do you want to be next?
Philly.
Well, Philly's already gone.
Let's do it. They don't have to be in a no-fly?
No, they can be anybody.
Oh, man. Let's get Big Pecco up there.
Big Pecco. Okay. Yeah, why Big Pecco? Pecco?
Because he's the – yeah, he has his own swag, man. So I would definitely add him, man.
That'll do it for me. I'm Matt. For D-Stu, we will see you next time on Ask a Bronco.